Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Eric is from Manchester, New Hampshire. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
So we found out something special about Eric this morning, Kennedy.
Ooh.
He doesn't watch TV.
What? How do you do that?
So why are you calling to play a trivia game that is based somewhat on television?
Well, I listen to the radio, so hopefully...
Okay. All right. All right. There we go.
All right. Fair enough.
Well, you kick Kennedy out of the studio, Eric.
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Plus, there's a $50 gift card.
Watch him get five.
I can't wait. I'm here for it.
Okay. Here we go, Eric.
Prove me wrong, brother.
Kennedy has left the studio. She's now in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. She's got 2,542 wins, 216 losses. Question number one. Just over 100 million people watched the Super Bowl in America on Sunday, 100.7 to be exact, which is a 10-year ratings low. Go Pats.
Go Pats, yay, baby.
What channel did the Super Bowl air on?
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's the first question.
WBZ Channel 4.
Question number two. On this date in 2001, Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman announced their separation. Tom Cruise has been married and divorced once since then. To which actress?
Katie Holmes.
Question number three. Former Glee star Darren Criss turns 32 today. He played Blaine Anderson on the show. Name one of the two guys who created Glee. They also created American Horror Story and American Crime Story.
No idea.
TV questions.
No. Sorry.
Question number four. Will Arnett will be on Kimmel tonight, most likely to promote the Lego Movie 2, the second part.
Have you ever seen a movie, Eric?
I do watch movies.
Okay. Good. Okay, there right. we go.
Who does Will Arnett voice in the Lego Movie universe?
Any hint?
It's a movie.
Yes, it's a Lego movie.
It's not on TV.
The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Question number five. Bobby Brown turning 50 today. He obviously rose to fame alongside the other members of New Edition, who were local guys. Which Boston neighborhood do the members of New Edition come from?
Selfie.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
I had such high hopes.
I did too. I really did.
I thought he was going to get five.
He did not.
Yes. Kennedy, Eric got 2 out of 5.
Well done for not.
Better than I thought.
Yeah.
Well, when the first question is about TV, kind of.
Yeah, but he still got 2. That's my point.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, amazing.
It was amazing.
I know.
All right, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
100.7 million people watched the Super Bowl in America on Sunday, which is a 10-year ratings low.
They hate us so much.
Go Pats.
They hate us so much.
What channel did the Super Bowl air on?
CBS.
Only 100 million people, though. Think about it. That was the low, and it was 100
That's
million people.
Insane.
Tied at one. Question number two. On this date in 2001, Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman announced their separation. Tom Cruise has been married and divorced once since then. To which actress?
Katie Holmes.
All right. Tied at two. Question number three. Former Glee star Darren Criss turning 32 today. He played Blaine Anderson on the show. Name one of the two guys who created Glee. They also created American Horror Story and American Crime Story.
Brian Murphy.
Or Brad Falchuk. 3-2. Question number four. Will Arnett will be on Kimmel tonight, most likely to promote the Lego Movie 2, the second part. Who does Arnett voice in the Lego universe?
Batman?
That is
correct.
Wow. I'm Batman.
4-2. Question number five. Bobby Brown turning 50 today, Kennedy. He obviously rose to fame alongside the other members of New Edition, who were local guys. Which Boston neighborhood do the members of New Edition come from?
Oh, I don't know.
Roxbury is the correct answer.
Roxbury. What up?
4-2 is the final score. Eric, you didn't win.
Yeah, but very well.
Yeah.
Very well done. Mm-hmm.
You did win yourself a $50 gift card to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Fleming's Wine, Dine, and Sparkle experience includes Valentine's Day dinner for two, premium champagne, and a gift from the world's premier luxury jeweler. Visit FlemingsSteakhouse.com to make your reservation. You enjoy that gift card, okay?
Well, thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Eric. I'm from Manchester, New Hampshire, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Kempy Kennedy brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms, 99 cent coffee, any size, anytime. Jessica is from Franklin. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Get right close to that microphone. Welcome into the studio.
It's great to be here.
Are you nervous?
A little bit.
You look super calm though.
Yeah.
I try.
Yeah.
And, rolling in with a baby and an entourage does
right?
that.
She's got
to
a
you.
Lot going on right now.
Yeah, she has a 4-month-old son named Beau who is adorable.
He's so cute.
So much hair.
A lot of hair.
I have that same problem. Jessica, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
We have 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win. Now, this is redemption week. We are bringing back the 5 most recent competitors to have defeated Kennedy. You can look over there on the big board, and you can see that Kennedy has 2,543 wins, only 216 losses. And if you look right through that window, you can see that Kennedy is in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that's going on. Is Beau all right over there?
He's good.
He demands to be heard. Hey, Dan, will you lower those blinds, please? The sun's screwing with us a little bit in the studio. Here we go. Question number one. PETA wants Big Boy to stop wearing the fur coat that he put on during his Super Bowl halftime performance. What does PETA stand for?
Oh, my goodness. For the treatment of animals, P.E.
Physical education.
All right. Question number two. Ariana Grande got a Japanese tattoo to celebrate the release of her new song, but it was spelled incorrectly and actually translated to barbecue grill. Wasn't it like tiny barbecue grill?
Small barbecue grill.
Right. She then tried to fix it, and it now translates to Japanese barbecue finger.
So close.
What is the name of Ariana's new song that is the cause of all of this?
Thank you, next.
Question number three. A Beverly Hills 90210 reboot with several original cast members is in the works. What is the name of the diner they hung out at on 90210?
The Peach Pit.
Question number four. AMC has renewed The Walking Dead for a 10th season. Wow. Who plays Daryl Dixon?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's a tough one.
Question number five. Tom Brady's wife, Giselle Bundchen, congratulated him on a Super Bowl win by posting, and I quote, "Congratulations, my love. Your tireless commitment, discipline, and hard work never ceases to amaze me. We love you." Close quote. Giselle was the highest paid model in the world for years, but last year someone else was on top, and it was a celebrity turned model. Who is it?
Kendall Jenner.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Is Beau happy with your performance?
No.
I heard him over there like, no.
You can breathe now. You can breathe now. Nurse got to her a little bit.
Aww.
Nurse got to her a little bit.
You guys didn't help?
Huh?
We never help.
No. What? Whatever, Dan, you didn't scream out any answers today?
Yeah, we were trying to close the blinds. I'm trying not to misread the questions. We got a lot of our own problems.
Okay.
That's why she fits in so well around here. Pretty we're all much. A mess. All right, I have Jessica down as getting 2 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
Okay.
These are tough. You ready?
Yes.
PETA wants Big Boy to stop wearing the fur coat he donned during his Super Bowl halftime performance. What does PETA stand for?
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Yes. 1-0. Question number two. Ariana Grande got a Japanese tattoo to celebrate the release of her new single, but it was spelled incorrectly and actually translated to barbecue grill. She then tried to fix it, and it now translates to Japanese barbecue finger.
Yes.
What is the name of Ariana's new song that is the cause of all of this?
Seven Rings.
Seven Rings. That is correct. Thank You Next was the first release off the
correct.
New. There you go. 2-0. Question number 3. A Beverly Hills 90210 reboot with several original cast members is in the works.
Didn't they already do this?
Yes. Yes, they did, actually.
What is the name of the diner they hung out at on 90210?
The Peach Pit. Peach Pit After Dark.
That was the club.
Right.
That was behind the Peach Pit.
Yes.
3-1. Question number 4. AMC has renewed The Walking Dead for a 10th season.
I just don't think we need any more.
Now, there's a lot of zombies left, Kennedy.
They keep coming.
Yeah, but there's no people left. Keep killing everyone.
Who plays Daryl Dixon on the show?
Daryl Dixon. Daryl.
My brother Daryl. My other brother Daryl.
What's his name be? Nate. Nate.
Gary. Gary Zombie.
I know. He was in Boondock Saints. I don't know.
Norman Reedus.
Norman Reedus. I knew it was an N. I didn't know what.
3-1. Question number 5. Tom Brady's wife, Gisele Bündchen, congratulated him on his Super Bowl win by posting, and I quote, "Congratulations, my love. Your tireless commitment, discipline, and hard work never ceases to amaze me. We love you." Close quote. Gisele's the highest paid model in the world, but last year, someone else was on top, and it was a celebrity turned model. Who was it?
Kendall Jenner.
That is correct.
Oof.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy, nice job. You get the win. I did forget.
Kennedy!
I forgot Aiden.
Shocking.
I forgot
that, yeah.
Yesterday, somebody texted me. They didn't text me today. You guys spoiled
me. Not
yes,
it's not your
job. You spoiled
me. It's
your
fault.
Job. Yeah, you guys out there, how did you not do Carson's job for him?
Geez,
you did it.
Worst.
Remind me.
No, people are asking me why I said Z's, because that's what she wrote. That was the quote. She you know, it was a typo. It happens. People make mistakes.
But and you emphasize them.
I was just reading the quote.
Petty.
Again, not your fault.
Not my fault.
Not your fault.
Maybe it was text-to-speech. Who knows?
That's
perhaps.
True, too. Jessica, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I'm
thank
sorry.
You for bringing Beau.
Yeah. I know. He's the cutest
he's
ever.
He's so adorable.
You. You don't get the cash, but you do get yourself a $100 gift card to Stop and Shop.
Hey, woo-hoo.
Yes, love is in the air, and that means worrying about finding the perfect Valentine's gift for everyone you love. Well, Stop and Shop offers everything from pre-baked cupcakes to flowers and more. Check out their ideas online or stop in
true.
The store. So you enjoy that, okay?
Bo is a big Stop and Shop fan.
I love it.
Huge. He perks up as soon as you start talking about them.
Mommy, feed me.
They got that food there, right?
Jessica, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I am Jessica from Franklin, and this time I can't beat Kennedy.
Mm.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Kempy Kennedy brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms, 99 cent coffee, any size, any time. Melissa is from Brockton. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Are you on your way to the parade? Yes or no?
I think so. I don't know. We're trying to find somewhere to park for the tea, but if we don't get there, I guess we're going to go somewhere fun and watch it. I don't know.
Can you Uber to the tea parking lot?
I don't know if I'd really Uber, though. I wouldn't get into a car with a weird person that I don't know.
Oh, I Uber every day. I've never had a problem.
Mm.
Really?
Yep.
Mm. What about
we always told our kids not to get in the car with anyone and don't talk to strangers.
And now it's
and
a
now
service.
We say, now we say, hey, let's pay someone, a stranger, to drive our kid somewhere.
All right. What is your, you have your daughter in the car with you. What is her name?
Melinda.
All right. Go ahead and kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Melissa.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. Melissa, you get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Remember, you tie, you lose. Kennedy's over in that soundproof booth now. She's got 2,543 wins, only 216 losses. Question number 1. Henry Winkler is going to be on Jimmy Fallon tonight. He is most famous for playing which iconic character on TV?
Bond.
Question number 2. Matthew McConaughey says he gets nervous watching himself on screen. Which movie did he coin his famous catchphrase, "All right, all right, all right"?
Oh, my God.
All right, all right, all right.
I don't know.
Question number 3. Adam Levine continues to get blasted 2 days after the Super Bowl for his dad dancing. True or false? Adam Levine has never released a solo album without Maroon 5. True or false? True. Question number four, Tom Brady, already excited about returning to football next season. No days off for that guy, huh, Dan?
Never. That's what champions do.
What state did Tom Brady grow up in?
Michigan.
Question number five. Brie Larson will be a presenter at the Oscars this year. She's about to be a huge player in the Marvel series with her own standalone movie coming in March and then playing a big role in Avengers Endgame in April. What is her superhero's name? It is also the name of her movie.
Oh my God. What the hell is it? My husband keeps telling me it's a girl, not a guy.
That's right. That's right.
Oh my God. Captain Marvel.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Nice save there at the end. All right, let's see. I have Melissa down for 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done.
These are tough. You ready?
You bet.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Let's see. Henry Winkler is going to be on Fallon tonight. He is most famous for playing which iconic character on television?
The Fonz.
Hey! Title one, question number two. Matthew McConaughey says he gets nervous watching himself on screen. Which movie did he coin his famous catchphrase, all right, all right, all right?
Dazed and Confused, and You're Saying It Wrong.
All right, all right, all
there
right.
There it is.
2-1, question number three. Adam Levine continues to get blasted 2 days after the Super Bowl for his dad dancing. True or false, Adam Levine has never released a solo album without Maroon 5.
True.
3-2. Question number four. Tom Brady already excited about returning to football next season. No days off, Kennedy.
No days off. Do your job. Yeah. Bet against us.
Which state did Tom Brady grow up in?
California.
California. He went to college in Michigan, Melissa.
Ah!
Yes. It is 4-2. Question number five. Brie Larson will be a presenter at the Oscars this year. She's about to be a huge player in the Marvel Universe. With her own standalone movie coming in March and then playing a big role in Avengers Endgame in April. What is her superhero's name?
And also Captain Marvel.
There it is, Kennedy. Nice job.
Thank you.
Is that five?
Yes.
Nice.
Woo!
I didn't hear the woo. I was confused. All right, I'm sorry, Melissa, you don't get the cash, but I do have a family 4-pack of passes to go see the Lego Movie 2, the second part. It is in theaters this Friday, so you enjoy the tickets, okay?
Thank you. My daughter will be really excited.
Oh, very cool. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Melissa, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.